To be with you.
Så godt å være med dere.
I feel the Lord's real joy in having us together.
Jeg føler Herrens glede når vi sammen.
The Lord loves it when we come together and talk about him.
Herren gleder seg og elsker det når vi kommer sammen og snakker om han.
And that's really why we're gathered.
Og det derfor vi sammen.
We want to talk about Jesus.
Vi vil snakke om Jesus.
I've been just reminded of a verse I've been thinking about a lot lately.
Jeg har blitt minnet om et vers som jeg har tenkt på mye I det siste.
I just love to read this.
Jeg vil gjerne lese det.
So I'm going to read it again. It's Colossians 1:16.
Kolosserne 1:16.
For in him all things were created.
For I han ble alt til.
Things in heaven and on earth.
Ting I himmelen og på jorden.
Visible and invisible.
Synlige og usynlige.
Whether thrones or powers.
Både troner og makter.
Or rulers or authorities.
Og herskere og autoriteter.
All things have been created through him and for him.
Alt blitt skapt gjennom han og for han.
He is before all things.
Han før alle ting.
And in him all things hold together.
Og I han blir alt holdt sammen.
And he is the head of the body.
Og han hodet til kroppen.
The church.
Kirken.
He is the beginning.
Han begynnelsen.
And the firstborn from among the dead.
Och den första som blir uppstått från de döda.
So that in everything he will have the preeminence.
Så att I alla ting så ska han komma först.
I believe the Lord is calling us back to a focus on who he is.
Jag tror Gud kallar oss tillbaka till ett fokus på vem han är.
Not just understanding who he is.
Inte bara att förstå vem han är.
But really coming into agreement with his lordship.
Men verkligen bli komma I enighet med hans herredöme.
Not just individually.
Inte bara som individer.
But as a community.
Men som en ja, som en fällesskap, ett fällesskap.
Jesus is the Lord of history.
Jesus herren på över historien.
He's the Lord of the nations.
Han herren över nationerna.
He created everything.
Han skapat allt.
He possesses everything.
Han äger allt.
He's the owner of everything.
Han äger av allt.
And he wants to be the Lord of us.
Och han vill gärna vara herre på oss.
Every ministry.
Vart tjänste.
Every home.
Vart hem.
Every sphere of your society.
Var ond I samhället.
All the land around you.
Allt land runt dig.
It's in his heart.
Det I hjärtat hans.
Because he created it.
För han skapade det.
He has every right to possess it.
Och han har en var rätt till att äga det.
And he has the expectation that he should be the Lord and ruler of everything going on.
Och han förväntar att han ska vara herre och över allt som sker runt.
And it's clear from the condition of our communities.
Och det är tydligt från hurdan tillståndet är I samhället vårt.
That he is not yet Lord.
Att han inte är herre ännu.
So our job description
så vår arbetstitel
becomes coming into agreement with the lordship of Jesus
och komma till enhet med Jesu herredöme
personally
personlig
and then corporately as a church
och I fällesskap som kyrka
until he becomes the lord of society around us
helt till han blir herre över samhället runt oss.
Now the Lord ultimately is going to possess everything
och Gud kommer till slut till att äga allt.
But I believe before the Lord comes for us.
Men jag tror Herren kommer föran oss.
He wants to come to us.
Han kommer till oss.
And I believe when he taught the disciples to pray the Lord's prayer.
Och när han lärde disciplinerna att be Fader vår.
He fully expects us to experience his kingdom on this side of eternity.
Så förväntar han fullt ut att vi ska uppleva hans herredöme och rike här på denna sidan.
Heaven isn't something we're waiting for until we die.
Himlen ikke noe vi venter på til vi dør.
We should be experiencing a good measure of it on this side of eternity.
Vi skal oppleve mye av det her.
Now I want to clarify that because I'm not saying the fullness of the kingdom comes now. I'm not saying that.
For jeg sier ikke at den fullstendige himmelen kommer nå.
But I don't believe that's correct biblically.
Jeg tror ikke det riktig.
But I do believe we should experience more of the kingdom now.
Men tror vi ska få uppleva mer av riket nå.
Than we've ever seen before.
Än vi någon gång har sett för.
And actually that prayer.
Och den bönen.
When Jesus says pray that my kingdom will come and my will be done on the earth as it exists in heaven.
När Jesus ber låt ditt rike komma, låt din vilja ske på jorden som I himlen.
That was a present tense verb.
Så är det nåtid han snackar I.
But the real meaning of that text.
Men den verkliga meningen av denna texten
in the original language
I det upprinnelige språket
should be said this way.
skulle bli sagt på denne måten.
Kingdom of God come.
Guds rike kom.
Will of God be done.
Guds vilje skje.
It's not an appeal.
Det ikke en oppfordring.
Oh Lord, would you please send your kingdom to the earth? It's not a wimpy, apologetic prayer.
Det ikke en unnskyldende bedende bønn.
It's really an expectation.
Det en forventning.
That we can help partner with the Lord.
At vi kan gå og ha partnerskap med Gud.
And direct his kingdom.
Og rette, lede hans rike.
That we become in such agreement with his lordship.
Og vi kommer I enhet med hans herredømme.
We can say, Lord, we want your kingdom to come here.
Vi ønsker at ditt rike skal komme her.
To my neighborhood.
Til mitt nabolag.
To my home.
Til mitt hjem.
To my church.
Til min kirke.
To my workplace.
Til min arbeidsplass.
And I don't think the church has understood her role.
Jeg tror ikke at kirken har forstått sin rolle.
In partnering with the Lord.
I å bli, gå I partnerskap
med Gud. To bring his kingdom to the earth.
For å bringe Guds rike til jorden.
Now that's not something I ever thought about or understood either.
Det ikke noe jeg forstod eller tidligere heller.
Until I visited a community.
Til jeg besøkte et samfunn.
Where I could see what it looked like when the kingdom of God had come.
Der jeg kunne se hvordan det så ut når Guds rike hadde kommet.
You know, sometimes we read the word.
Noen ganger leser vi ordet.
And we believe it.
Og vi tror det.
And I remember when I got saved.
Og jeg husker når jeg ble frelst.
My pastor was so strong on two things.
Så var min pastor så tydelig på to ting.
The authority of the word of God.
Guds ords autoritet.
And making Jesus Christ Lord.
Og gjøre Jesus Kristus
herre. I mean, that's just what I got in my spirit from him.
Så det var det jeg fikk I min ånd fra ham.
And that has saved me all these years in ministry.
Og det har reddet meg alle disse årene I min tjeneste.
But sometimes we can read the word.
Noen ganger kan vi lese ordet.
But we don't experience the word.
Men vi opplever det ikke.
You know, so we know what the word teaches us and tells us to expect.
Så vi lærer eller vet hva ordet lærer oss å forvente.
But until we experience it, it really doesn't become real.
Men før vi opplever det, så blir det ikke virkelig.
And you know, I'd prayed the Lord's Prayer all my life, literally.
Så jeg har bedt vår far hele livet.
I had no idea what it meant.
Jeg hadde ingen anelse om hva det
betydde. No idea what it looked like.
Ingen idé om
hvordan
det så ut.
What would it look like if the kingdom of God came to the earth?
Hvordan ville det se ut hvis Guds rike kommer til jorden?
I couldn't even imagine what that looked like.
Kunne ikke engang se for meg hvordan det ville se ut.
And then I visited a community in 1998, I think.
Jeg besøkte et lokalsamfunn I 1988, tror jeg.
If you've seen any of the transformation videos, maybe you've seen the first one.
Har dere sett noen av transformasjonsvideoene?
How many of you have seen the Alma Longa story?
Hvor mange har sett
yeah,
det?
Yeah, so good. So I'm actually in that video clip.
Ja, så jeg I det videoklippet.
You know, when they show the crowd.
Når de viser mengden.
The crowd in the middle of the city, the plaza.
I
don't know if you remember that, but we were in the middle of a hurricane. It was coming through.
Vi var I midten av en orkan.
And I was visiting the community with a number of leaders from around the world.
Og jeg var på besøk I lokalsamfunnet med mange ledere fra
hele verden. I was sitting right in the middle with my suitcase under a rain poncho.
Jeg satt I midten under med min koffert under en regnponcho.
George was finishing the filming of that documentary while we were there.
Og de avsluttet filmingen av dokumentaren mens jeg var der.
And I went to Alma Longa because I'd heard what the Lord had done there.
Og jeg dro dit fordi jeg hadde hørt hva Gud gjorde der.
And a lot of people on our team didn't believe it.
Og mange på teamet trodde ikke på det.
Because George was saying 92% of the community had gotten given their hearts to Jesus.
Fordi sa at 92% av lokalsamfunnet hadde gitt livet sitt til Jesus.
All four jails had been closed.
Alle fire fengslene var stengt.
No more alcoholism.
Ingen mer alkoholisme.
No more domestic abuse.
Ingen mer overgrep I hjemmene.
Every sphere of society had been transformed.
Alle deler av samfunnet var endret.
And the land had been healed.
Og landet var blitt helbredet.
Well, that was a lot to hear and believe.
Og det var mye å høre og tro på.
And I, you know, the leader of our ministry said, oh, he's got to be exaggerating.
Og lederen I min tjeneste, han sa at de må overdrive.
I think he was jealous, honestly.
Han var nok kanskje sjalu.
And I thought, well, even if he's exaggerating.
Selv om han overdriver.
What if it's only 50%? I mean, oh my gosh. 50%,
ja.
I'm going. I want to see this.
Jeg vil se det.
So I went to Alma Longa.
Så jeg dro dit til Alma Longa.
And we drove into the community.
Vi kjørte inn I lokalsamfunnet.
And there was a sign hanging across. You saw it on the video. It says Jesus Christ is Lord of Alma Longa.
Og det stod et skilt der med Jesus Kristus Herre I Alma Longa.
And I remember thinking, oh, isn't that nice?
Ikke det fint?
Because in the United States,
for I USA.
We put banners on everything.
Så putter vi bannere på alt.
We claim everything.
Vi tar alt eierskap.
Whether it has any reality or not.
Selv om det noe med virkeligheten.
We think if we call it something, it becomes something.
Vi tror at hvis vi kaller det noe, så blir det noe.
We hype everything, you know.
Vi hyper opp alt.
What we do. That's what we're good at. So I thought, oh, isn't that great that they're making this prophetic statement about their city?
Så jeg tenkte, det ikke stort at de gjør denne profetiske uttalelsen om byen sin?
And then we drove under the banner.
Så kjørte vi under banneret.
And you could feel the presence of God.
Og du kunne kjenne Herrens nærvær.
And every little shop and store.
Og hver lille butikk og utsalgssted.
Was named after one of the names of God.
Hadde navn etter Guds navn.
Jehovah Jireh. Bakery.
Jehovah's Bakery.
Jehovah Nisi Toyota. Jehovah, you know, you get it. They had. It's a small community. They'd renamed everything in town after the name of the Lord.
Det lokalsamfunnet, og de hadde gitt alt navn etter Guds navn.
And then I realized they weren't prophetically declaring he was Lord.
Og så innså jeg at de var ikke, de deklarerte ikke profetisk at han var herre.
They were acknowledging what had already happened.
De anerkjente hva som allerede hadde
skjedd. He was Lord of this community of 14,000 people.
Han var herre i dette lokalsamfunnet med 40,000 mennesker.
So we got out. We were walking through the community.
Så vi gikk ut og gikk rundt I lokalsamfunnet.
And you could feel the joy of the Lord and the peace of the Lord everywhere.
Og du kunne kjenne Herrens glede og fred overalt.
And the joy, you can see it. The joy of the Lord on the faces of the people.
Og du kunne se Herrens glede på ansiktet til folk.
I mean, there, you just see the glory of the Lord everywhere. It was so amazing.
Ja, du så Herrens herlighet overalt. Det var helt utrolig.
And then we went to the market.
Så gikk vi til markedet.
Yeah, I won't go into all that, but you've seen the vegetables.
Men dere har sett grønnsakene
på videoen. Yeah, the giant carrots,
enorme
gulrøtter, salat. Just blows your mind.
Det bare helt ubegripelig.
And honestly, I needed that to happen in my mind.
Så jeg trengte at det skjedde I mine tanker.
Because until that time, I'd connected God's presence with church.
For inntil da så koblet jeg Guds nærvær med kirken.
Or conferences.
Eller konferanser.
Exciting meetings.
Spennende møter.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Det ikke noe galt med det.
But this wasn't a meeting.
Men dette var ikke et møte.
There was nobody preaching.
Det var ingen som forkynte.
There was no worship team.
Ikke noe lovsangsteam.
It was a Saturday.
Det var en lørdag.
People were just going to market doing their daily work.
Folk bare gikk til markedet og gjorde det de pleide å gjøre.
And the kingdom of heaven was just hovering over the entire community.
Og Guds rike bare lå over hele lokalsamfunnet.
And I remember thinking, if it feels this good in the streets of Almalanga.
Så hvis det kjennes så bra ut I gatene I Almalanga.
Church tomorrow is going to be amazing.
Så må jo kirken eller gudstjenesten I morgen være utrolig.
Because I still thought.
For jeg trodde fortsatt.
The Lord prefers to go to church with us.
At Gud foretrekker å gå til kirken.
Oh come on, you feel the same way. Don't laugh at me.
Dere tenker på samme
måte. That's how we think.
Ja, det sånn vi tenker.
That he likes to come to meetings with us.
At han liker å komme på møter med oss.
Because that's all we've ever known.
For det det eneste vi kjenner.
But the Lord is interested in much more than our church meetings.
For men Gud interessert I mye mer enn våre kirkemøter.
Because he's Lord of everything.
Fordi han herre over
alt. He redeemed everything.
Han har tatt alt.
All of creation is groaning under the weight of sin.
Hele skapningen lengter lider under synd.
Waiting to be liberated.
Venter på å bli frigjort.
So we went to church service the next morning, Sunday morning.
Så vi dro til kirke neste morgen.
And I sat there. I was really expectant.
Jeg satt der, jeg var så forventningsfull.
And it was good.
Og det var bra.
But it wasn't any better.
Men det var ikke noe bedre.
Than buying a Coke in the little beverage store.
Kjøpe en cola I en liten.
Going to the market.
Eller gå til markedet.
Going out to the potato fields.
Eller gå ut I potetåkeren.
The presence of the Lord was the same inside the church.
Herrens nærvær var den samme I kirken.
As it was in the marketplace.
Som det var på markedet.
In the fields.
Og åkerne.
And that challenged my theology.
Og det utfordret min teologi.
I'd never heard of that before.
Jeg hadde aldri hørt om det.
Or experienced it for
sure. Opplevd noe sånt.
But it did something in my heart.
Men det gjorde noe med hjertet mitt.
I realized, because you know, you always feel like something's missing, something's wrong.
For du føler alltid at noe mangler, at noe feil.
If you're connected to the Lord, you have the sense that there's something else, there's something more.
Hvis du koblet på Herren, så har du alltid følelse at det noe mer, det noe annet.
And I'd always felt that way, but I didn't know what was wrong.
Jeg alltid følte sånn, men jeg visste ikke hva som var galt.
Then I understood, oh, the Lord has so much more in mind.
Så da skjønte jeg at Gud har så mye mer I tankene.
Than what we've experienced so far.
Enn det vi har opplevd så langt.
So in 1998, that changed my life forever.
Så I 1988, det forandret livet mitt for alltid.
And within a year or two, I got involved in what is known as the transformation movement.
Så innen et år eller to så ble jeg involvert I det som kalles for forvandlingsbevegelsen.
Yeah, let me rephrase that. It was called people started calling it the transformation movement.
Folk begynte å kalle det forvandlingsbevegelsen.
But it's not really a movement.
Men det egentlig ikke noen bevegelse.
Because there's no humans involved.
Fordi det
ikke
noen mennesker involvert.
It's just what God is doing in the 21st century.
Det bare det Gud gjør I det 21. Århundre.
So the more exposed I got to what he was doing.
Så jo mer jeg ble eksponert for det han gjør.
The more excited I got.
Det mer begeistret ble jeg.
Because there was nobody leading it.
For det var ingen som ledet det.
I've been in ministry for a long time.
Jeg har vært I tjeneste lenge.
At an international level.
På et internasjonalt
lot of conferences, lot of all kinds of leaders and people.
Alle slags ledere og folk.
I'd seen a lot.
Jeg har sett mye.
And I didn't want any more of that.
Og jeg ville ikke ha mer av det.
And when I saw this,
og når jeg så dette,
what I trusted about it,
og det jeg stolte på med det,
was there was nobody leading it.
At det var ingen som ledet.
We were all following the footsteps of the Lord.
Vi fulgte bare Herrens fotspor.
He was breaking out in the nations.
Han brøt ut I nasjonene.
And we were all running to find out what did he do now? How did he do that?
Hva gjorde han nå?
What's going on there?
Hva skjer der?
And then I knew it was a move of God.
Og da visste jeg at det var Guds bevegelse.
And I decided I wanted to commit the rest of my life.
Og da visste jeg at jeg ville gi resten av livet mitt.
To helping communities.
For å hjelpe lokalsamfunn.
Prepare themselves.
Forberede seg
for the restoration of the glory of God.
For gjenopprettelsen av Herrens herlighet.
Because now I know it's possible.
For jeg vet at det mulig.
In 1999 there were 8 communities that had been transformed like Almalonga.
I 1999 så var det 8 lokalsamfunn som hadde blitt forandret sånn som Almalonga.
Within the first 10 years
of
the 21st century
ja, 21. Århundre.
There were over 1,000 places.
Så var det 1,000 steder.
In 45 nations.
I 45 nationer.
Where we could find the same kind of activity of the Holy Spirit.
Där vi kunde finna den samma aktiviteten till den helige ande.
With the same prescription.
Med den samma uppskriften.
The same kind of process.
Den samma processen.
And the same kind of fruit.
Och den samma frukten.
The prescription without exception.
Samme oppskrift uten unntak.
2 Chronicles 7:14.
Andre kroniker.
Same prescription all of church revival history. Same prescription.
Samme oppskrift I hele alle vekkelser som har vært.
The same kind of response from heaven.
Samme respons fra himmelen.
And the same kinds of fruit.
Og samme frukter.
And the fruit we're seeing of this move of God.
Og den frukten vi har sett I denne bevegelsen av Gud.
Now involves the healing of land.
Den handler om å helbrede landet.
And that's unique in church history. We've never seen that before.
Og det helt unikt I kirkehistorien. Vi har aldri sett det før.
In 500 years of revival history, we have never seen, as far as I know, the Lord heal land, ever.
I 500 år med kirkehistorie så har vi aldri sett Gud helbrede land.
So I think that's an indication of where we are in redemptive history.
Så det viser noe om hvor vi I historien.
The Lord is clearly adding another level of redemption to the story.
Han gir et annet nivå av gjenopprettelse.
So every transformation testimony includes that. It always includes the healing of the land.
Alle forvandlingshistoriene inkluderer det, en helbredelse av landet.
Even in Houston, Texas.
Selv I Texas I Houston.
I don't know if you saw the little video clip.
Vet ikke om dere så det lille videoklippet.
A Hope for the Hollow. Did you guys watch that?
Hope for the Hollow.
Yeah, isn't that encouraging?
Ikke det oppmuntrende?
So there's so much more to that story.
Det mye mer til den historien.
But I was watching for the healing of the land.
Men jeg så etter helbredelse av landet.
Because if the presence of the Lord is present,
for hvis Guds nærvær til stede,
then we should expect the same kinds of evidence.
Så skal vi forvente den samme typen bevis.
Because this is not theory.
For dette ikke teori.
We're not hoping what he'll do.
Vi håper ikke hva han vil gjøre.
This process actually becomes very predictable.
Prosessen blir faktisk ganske forutsigbar.
And we saw several examples of the Lord healing the land.
Så vi så flere eksempler på at Gud helbreder landet.
So, yeah. So for the last how many years is that? 19 for the last 19 years.
For de siste 19 årene.
I've been involved in this, whatever you want to call it, the move of God in the 21st century.
Har jeg vært involvert I hva enn du vil kalle det, det Guds bevegelse.
And I've become an eyewitness to what the Lord wants to do.
Og jeg har vært et øyevitne til det Gud vil gjøre.
The challenging thing
det utfordrende
was understanding how it was happening.
Var å forstå hvordan det skjedde.
Because everybody wants God to come.
For alle vil at Gud skal komme.
But nobody understood how to get in there.
Men ingen skjønte hvordan de skulle komme dit.
So I started spending a lot of time in the nation of Fiji.
Så jeg brukte en del tid på å studere på Fiji.
submitting myself to the leaders there.
Underordner meg til lederne der.
Because they have a healing the land team.
For de har et helbred landet team.
And that's I don't want to start talking about that because I'll never get back.
Jeg skal ikke begynne å snakke om det.
I never come back. I get lost in Fiji.
For jeg blir fortapt I Fiji.
But they have seen over 500 villages transformed in their nation.
De har sett over 500 lokalsamfunn bli forandret I sin nasjon.
You could actually argue that the entire nation of Fiji has been transformed.
Du kan faktisk si at hele Fiji har blitt forandret.
And the team leading that effort
og teamet som leder den innsatsen
really understood God's heart and God's ways.
Skjønte virkelig Guds hjerte og Guds veier.
And God's word.
Og Guds ord.
And the prescription.
Og oppskriften.
And they just brought it from one community to another.
De bare flyttet det fra et samfunn til et annet.
It's not complicated.
Det ikke vanskelig.
But a lot of times communities just need somebody to come alongside.
Men noen ganger så trenger lokalsamfunnet at noen går med dem.
And encourage them in the journey.
Og oppfordrer dem på veien.
So I started being really mentored by this team, by the leader of
the team. Så jeg ble virkelig veiledet av dette teamet.
So that we could start applying the ways of God, the principles, the biblical principles.
Så vi kan utføre disse prinsippene.
In the Western world.
I den vestlige verden.
Because in 10 years we saw 1,000 testimonies in the non-Western world.
På 10 år så vi 1,000 vittnesbyrd I den ikke-vestlige verden.
The same period of time we had 2 in the Western world.
Og samtidig så hadde vi 2 I den vestlige verden.
So that's the challenge.
Så det utfordringen.
And I'm called to the Western world.
Og jeg kalt til den vestlige verden.
So I was going out into places like Fiji and Guatemala.
Så jeg dro til Fiji og Guatemala.
To understand what God was doing and why he was doing it.
For å forstå hva Gud gjorde og hvorfor han gjorde det.
So that we could do the same thing.
Sånn at vi kan gjøre det samme.
Because God is not a respecter of persons.
God is not.
Oh, it's a scripture. God's ways are God's ways.
Guds veier Guds veier.
And they're not culturally specific.
De ikke kulturelt spesifikke.
His word works everywhere, all the time, all the time.
Alle steder, når som helst.
And that's been a misconception in the Western world.
Det har vært en misoppfatning I den vestlige verden.
And you know, you can take a ministry model and try to make it a cross-cultural application.
Du kan ta en tjeneste eller en modell for hvordan man skal drive en tjeneste.
That's how early missions was like that. You know, the white Baptist church in the middle of Africa with the same piano, the same, you know, that's how we try to promote the gospel. You know. That doesn't work. Neither does it work to import the Willow Creek model or the whatever model.
Eller funker det ikke å ta Willow Creek-modellen eller hvilken som helst modell?
Models and ministries are not culturally translatable.
Modeller ikke kulturelt overførbare.
But God's ways are.
Men Guds veier det.
God's ways work the same way in Fiji.
Guds veier fungerer på samme måte.
As they work in Houston.
Som de fungerer I Houston.
That they'll work in Voss.
Som de vil funke I Voss.
So the idea that somehow we're going to get this in a different way.
Så tanken om at vi kommer til å få det på en annen måte.
You're not going to get it any differently than anybody else gets it.
Du får det ikke på noen annen måte enn noen andre får.
Because God's ways are God's ways.
Fordi Guds veier Guds veier.
And what he requires is what he requires.
Og det han krever det han krever.
And he responds to the same kinds of things.
Og han responderer på de samme tingene.
So, yeah, so it's been an amazing journey. I've seen some amazing things that God has done.
Så det har vært en utrolig reise, og jeg har sett noen utrolige ting som Gud har gjort.
And I believe the Lord wants to bring those same, that same supernatural intervention.
Og jeg tror at Gud kommer til å bringe den samme overnaturlige inngripen.
Into our communities in the Western world.
I lokalsamfunnene våre I den vestlige verden.
And you know, we have a lot of challenges in the Western world.
Vi har mange utfordringer I den vestlige verden.
We don't think we need God so much.
Vi tror ikke vi trenger Gud så mye.
And we start living in self-deception.
Og vi begynner å mislede oss selv.
The self-deception in Norway looks a little bit different than the self-deception in Holland or Denmark or the United States.
Måten vi misleder oss på I Norge ser litt annerledes ut enn I andre land.
But the point is, when we live in a status quo for a long time,
men når vi lever I en situasjon for I lang tid,
we lose our sense of what God wants to do, or we lose vision.
Ja, så mister vi visjonen og tanken om hva Gud vil gjøre.
So we can go for 100 years still thinking we're a Christian nation.
Så vi kan gå I 100 år och fortsatt tro att vi är en kristen nation.
That's what's happening in Norway.
Det är det som sker I Norge.
We still think this is a Christian nation.
Vi tror fortsatt att detta är en kristen
nation. This is not a Christian nation.
Detta är inte en kristen nation.
Probably close to 90% of Norwegians do not know Jesus.
Antagligen nästan 90% av norrmän känner inte Jesus.
In a way that would be considered a biblical perspective.
På den måten som vill bli uppfattat.
Where faith is meaningful to them, you know. So I believe Norway has become a mission field.
Så jag tror att Norge har blivit en missionsmark.
And I believe the Lord is very jealous for this nation.
Och jag tror att Gud är väldigt nidkär för denna nationen.
Because of his investment here.
För det han har investerat mycket.
He has invested himself for centuries.
Han har investerat sig själv här I århundraden.
But once he withdraws his presence,
Men når han trekker tilbake sitt nærvær,
after 100 years, we kind of forget.
Etter 100 år så glemmer vi
and det. We try to live on the revivals in history.
Så vi prøver å leve på de gamle vekkelsene.
The Lord isn't satisfied with a love that's 100 years old.
Og Gud ikke fornøyd med en kjærlighet som 100 år gammel.
So there's really a jealousy in God's heart.
Så det en nidkjærhet I Guds hjerte.
Not to draw us back to where what's happened before.
Ikke for å dra oss tilbake til det som skjedde før.
But to restore us to him.
Men for å gjenopprette oss I ham.
So we can partner with him.
Så vi kan være I partnerskap med
ham. In bringing, I believe, the final great revival at the end of the age.
Og det tror vi være den siste
He wants to be Lord of Norway. He wants to be glorified in Norway.
Herre I Norge, han vil bli æret I Norge.
He wants to intervene.
Han vil gripe inn I Norge.
So imagine that. What would it look like if his kingdom came to Voss? I can't pronounce your community or Bergen or other places.
Så tenk etter, hvordan ville det se ut hvis Gud kom og greip inn på Voss eller I Bergen?
I want to just paint a picture for you.
Jeg vil tegne et bilde for dere.
So imagine every week the leaders, the remnant, not everybody, but those who are excited about what God's doing.
Så se for dere at lederne, den siste rest, de som gira for Gud.
Let's say leaders are praying together every week.
At ledere ber sammen hver uke.
Not praying for needs.
Ikke for behov.
But just fellowshipping with the Lord.
Men bare å være sammen med Gud.
To the point where now they're in communion with the voice of the Lord.
Till den så långt de tar det så långt att de är I fällskap med
They gather together.
De samlas.
They submit themselves as the church to the Lord.
De underordnar sig som kyrkan till Herren.
He comes in their midst.
Han kommer I deras närvaro.
He starts speaking.
Han startar att snacka och leder dem.
He starts sharing his heart with you.
Han delar sitt hjärta med dig.
How he feels.
Hur han känner det.
How does he feel?
Hur känner han det?
About your community.
För om lokalsamfundet deras.
I mean, are you disturbed about things in your community?
Är det upprört över ting I lokalsamfundet deras?
How much can you see?
Hur mycket kan dere se?
We can only see what's visible.
Vi kan bara se det som är synligt.
The Lord sees everything.
Gud ser allt.
Everything. For the last 1000 years, he's seen all of it.
Han har sett
all of the pain, all of the brokenness, all of the corruption.
All korruption.
All the idolatry.
All avgudsdyrkelse.
How does he feel about it?
Hvordan føler han for det, om det?
How does he feel about you?
Hvordan føler han om deg?
Is he excited about you?
Han begeistret for deg?
Does he want to share his heart with you as a father?
Vil han dele hjertet med dere som
far? See, all of a sudden we have people that are leading in the city.
Vi har folk som leder I byene.
Connected to the heart of the father.
Hvis de connecter med Guds hjerte.
And there's now agreement between heaven and earth.
Og I enighet mellom himmel og jord.
Then the Lord can tell you.
Så kan Gud fortelle dere.
You know, I want to do something with the educational system.
Jeg vil gjøre noe med utdanningssystemet.
I'm going to move in the schools.
Jeg skal bevege meg I skolene.
This is what I want you to do.
Dette det jeg vil at dere skal gjøre.
And instead of asking God to come with you in your ministry,
I stedet for å be Gud om å bli med dere I deres tjeneste,
you agree together.
Så blir dere sammen.
Hey, let's focus on the schools this fall.
La oss fokusere på skolene.
Let's go in and pray for every teacher.
La oss gå inn og be for hver lærer.
Let's pray for every student.
La oss be for hver student og elev.
You know, and he starts giving you strategies for loving your community.
Och han ger dig strategier för att älska lokalsamfundet.
And if it's his idea,
om det är hans idé,
he will do that.
Så kommer han att göra det.
See, we ask him to bless our ministries.
Vi ber honom att välsigna vår tjänst.
And then we wonder why there's not more fruit.
Och vi lurar på varför det inte är någon frukt.
But if it's his idea,
men hvis det är hans idé,
it means he's going to move.
Så kommer han till att
göra. If we follow him, he's going to move.
Hvis vi följer han så kommer han att bevega.
So you have this going on with the leaders in the community.
Så vi har detta som sker med ledare I lokalsamfundet.
Not just pastors.
Inte bara pastorer.
But leaders in education and government.
Ledare I utdanning I det politiska systemet.
Farmers.
Bönder.
One of the most exciting things going on right now in Norway is with farms.
En av de mest store tingene som skjer I Norge nå med gårder.
So the Lord is able to meet with what I consider kind of a spiritual leadership team of the community.
Så Gud möter ett andlig ledarteam I lokala samfundet.
And they submit together to the lordship of Jesus.
Och de underordnar sig till Guds till Jesu herredöme.
And he can direct his church.
Och då kan han leda sin
kyrka. Do you know right now the Lord can't lead his church?
Akkurat nå så kan ikke Gud lede kirken sin.
As a corporate body.
Som en enhet.
It's not possible.
Det ikke mulig.
Because there's not a unified body to lead.
For det ikke en enhetlig kropp å lede.
That when there's unity here,
når det enhet her,
and you're in agreement with the Lord,
og dere I enhet
and you're
med
listening
Herren,
for His voice,
så lytter vi til hans stemme.
He can start leading His church.
Da kan han begynne å lede kirken.
And now there's favor on the church
og da from det heaven. På kirken.
And when you have favor from heaven, you get favor and influence in the community.
Når det favor fra Herren, så får du også innpass I lokalsamfunnet.
So now you have a new authority structure in the city.
Så nå har du en ny autoritetsstruktur I byen.
Because now heaven's involved.
For nå himmelen involvert.
You're not just doing all this on your own individually.
Du gjør ikke bare dette på egen hånd individuelt.
But heaven is involved and the lordship of Jesus is increasing.
Men himmelen involvert og herredømmet til Jesus øker.
Then every week or every month.
Og hver uke og hver måned.
All the congregations involved meet together as a family.
Alle kirkenes og menighetene som involvert.
Praying and worshiping. Exalting Jesus over the city.
Tilber Gud som herre over byen.
And that's what draws his presence.
Og det det som trekker hans
nærvær. The more incense goes up,
jo mer tilbedelse
the more fire comes down.
Jo mer ild kommer ned.
And the more often you're praying,
jo oftere du
ber, the more fire is on the altar,
jo mer ild på altaret,
the more presence you get.
Jo mer nærvær får du.
It's like a mathematical equation.
Det nesten som en matematisk.
It's absolutely predictable.
Det helt forutsigbart.
The more presence you get,
jo mer nærvær du får,
the more he can move into the community.
Jo mer kan han bevege seg I samfunnet.
He starts leading. It's like a river starts flowing.
Han begynner å lede, og det som om en elv begynner å flyte.
Into all the broken places.
Into alle de brutte stedene.
And then you have things start being reported in the city, in the newspaper.
Og så begynner du å høre rapporter I byen, I avisen.
Unexplained things.
Uforklarlige ting.
Nobody knows why it's happening.
Ingen skjønner hvorfor det skjer.
But the divorce rate drops.
Men plutselig så det færre skilsmisser.
The crime rate drops.
Det mindre kriminalitet.
You know, all kinds of, all kinds of, just things in the community start changing.
Alle ting I lokalsamfunnet begynner å endre seg.
And the people have a sense something is different, something's going on.
Och folk føler det är något som är annorlunda, det är något som I färd med att ske.
And if that process continues, the reputation of the city itself will change.
Och eftersom detta fortsätter så vill också ryktet till byn förändra sig.
Is it glorifying the Lord, the reputation of Voss? You know, I know you're known as an extreme sport. I'm just talking about Voss right now, but
ryktet till Voss upphöjer det Herrens namn.
You're well known. This community is obviously well known at a national level.
Dette lokalsamfunnet kjent på et nasjonalt nivå.
But is that reputation glorifying the world or the Lord?
Men opphøyer det verden eller Herren?
When he transforms a community,
når han forvandler et lokalsamfunn,
he changes the reputation and identity of the community.
Så forandrer han ryktet og identiteten til et lokalsamfunn.
Almalonga was known as a place full of domestic violence, drunkenness and crime.
Angalanga var känt för det med våld I hemmene, kriminalitet,
barrenness, poverty, addictions,
fattigdom, avhängigheter.
Like every other community around it.
Som alla andra lokalsamfund.
Today that community is known as God's vegetable garden.
Idag är detta samfunnet känt som Guds grönsak.
Or God's miracle city.
Eller Guds mirakelby.
That's what the Central America calls it.
Det det Centralamerika kallar det.
Because of the work that God has done there.
På grund av det Herren har gjort där.
So as the process continues, Jesus becomes Lord over more and more and more.
Så efter vart som processen fortsätter så blir Gud herre över mer och mer och mer.
Until he's being glorified here.
Till han blir härliggjort här.
For the work that he's done here.
För jobben han har gjort.
That's how he receives glory.
Det är sån han får ära.
It's because of the good things he wants to do for it.
På grund av de goda ting han vill göra här.
So we need to dream with the Lord. What would it look like if he came?
Så vi trenger å drømme litt mer. Hvordan ville det se ut hvis han kom?
And became Lord. Where does he want to be Lord?
Hvor vil han være herre?
Think about your neighborhood.
Tenk på nabolaget ditt.
Your workplace.
Arbeidsplassen din.
The land around you.
Landet rundt deg.
So many times we complain about what we see in the city.
Ofte så klager vi over det vi ser I byen.
But we should be praying what it would look like if Jesus was Lord over that.
Men vi skulle be hvordan det ville se ut hvis Gud var herre over det.
It's not fair to just complain about what the demons are doing.
Det ikke rettferdig å bare klage over det demonene gjør.
That's not fair.
Det ikke rettferdig.
They're doing what they're supposed to do.
De gjør det de skal gjøre.
Actually, they're doing their jobs very, very well.
De gjør,
bringing destruction, veldig, veldig devastation, immorality. Who's not doing their job very well?
Hvem det som ikke gjør jobben sin veldig godt?
Why are the demons here?
Hvorfor demonene her?
Why is destruction unchecked and increasing and increasing?
Hvorfor får de ødelegge uten at noen stopper de?
The enemy doesn't have any authority.
Fienden har ingen autoritet.
Except that which is abdicated.
Uten det som blir forlatt.
By the church.
Av kirken.
That's hard.
Det tøft.
The enemy uses our abdicated authority.
Gud, djevelen bruker den autoriteten.
When there's a vacuum of the presence of God.
Når det et vakuum av Guds nærvær.
He's happy to fill it.
Så fyller han det gjerne.
With every evil practice.
Med all ondskap.
So that's part of what's going on.
Så det noe av det som skjer.
The church has become isolated and defensive.
Kirken har blitt isolert og på
intimidated.
Ja, defensive og trua.
Because we get in, the enemy is mostly a bully. That's really, he's mostly intimidation.
Ja, fienden driver ofte bare truer oss.
So the church is intimidated.
Så kirken truet.
And we're acting like hostages.
Og vi oppfører oss som gisler.
Is that who we're called to be?
Det det vi kalt å være?
No, we're called to be overcomers.
Vi skal være overvinnere.
More than conquerors.
Mer enn overvinnere.
So we're in the balance right now between what the Lord wants us to be and the reality of where we are.
Så vi i balansen nå mellom hva Gud ønsker at vi skal være og det vi nå.
The transformational process.
Forvandlingsprosessen.
Is what closes that gap.
Det som stänger igen det gapet.
Between believing the kingdom of God can come.
Mellom att tro att Guds rike kan komma.
And experiencing it.
Och uppleva det.
There's going to be a day when you can look at the kingdom of God in your city.
Det kommer en dag där du kan se på Guds rike.
And you can say, oh, that's what it looks like.
Och du kan se, ja, det är sån det ser ut.
I've been in communities where I felt like it was just heaven on earth.
Jag har varit i samfund där det var som om det var himlen på jorden.
I literally couldn't think of another thing other than Jesus being there in the physical form.
Jag kunde inte tänka på något annat bortsett från om Jesus var i fysisk form.
That would make the community any more unbelievably wonderful.
Som ville gjort detta lokalsamfundet ännu mer otroligt.
The atmosphere is filled with the peace and joy of the Lord.
Atmosfären är fylld med Herrens fred.
The families are saved and restored.
Familjer blir frälsta.
There's no more addiction, corruption. The land is prospering. I mean, it's amazing.
Det är otroligt.
You're going to be able to see.
Du kommer att få se.
What the kingdom looks like in your neighborhoods, your families.
I din familie.
I mean, that really is what the Lord promises us.
Och det är det Herren lovar oss.
But we have to get on the field.
Men vi må ut på marken.
We have to get engaged in a process with the Lord.
Vi må engasjere oss i prosessen med Herren.
I want to take a couple of minutes and just describe what transforming revival is.
Jag ska ta några minuter bara förklara vad transformerande väckelse är.
And this is actually from one of the chapters in my book. That's a helpful resource if you don't have it.
Och detta är från ett kapitel i boken, men det är en hjälpfull resurs om du inte har den.
The reason I wrote the book.
Grunden till att jag skrev boken.
It was really just my own journey of understanding what was wrong.
Det var egentligen bara min egen resa i att förstå vad som var fel.
But it became a good just basic theology of transformation.
Men det blev en god grundbok i teologi om förvandling.
So it's just full of the word.
Så det bara fullt av Guds ord.
I am not interested in any more opinions, theories, ministries. I just
jag är inte intresserad av några fler meningar eller
clever talking ideas.
Goda idéer.
We have to be able to find this in the word of God.
Vi må finne dette I Guds ord.
Understand what he's saying.
Forstå hva han sier.
Believe it.
Tro det.
And then expect it.
Og forvente det.
So it's just it's a good theology for that really.
Så det en god teologi for det.
Here's a definition of transforming revival.
Her en definition av transformerende vekkelse.
Transforming revival is a corporate encounter.
Det en felles opplevelse.
With a supernatural God,
med en overnaturlig Gud,
that is tangible and measurable,
som håndgripelig og målbar,
in a geographic location,
på et geografisk sted.
So let's look at that.
Så la oss se på det.
Transforming revival is a corporate encounter.
Transformerende vekkelse en felles opplevelse.
You can't ever have transformation in your own ministry.
Du kan aldrig ha förvandling I din egen tjänste.
This is something God will require a corporate people to pursue together.
Det är det Gud vill vad heter det? han vill göra det I hela kyrkan samman. Ja.
But neither is it a corporate activity or event.
Men det är heller inte en felles aktivitet eller händelse.
Corporate, you know, getting together and doing things together is great.
Komma samman och göra ting samman är bra.
But it never attracts the presence of the Lord long term.
Det trekker aldrig till sig Guds närvaro.
So this is not a corporate event.
Så det är inte en event.
This is a corporate encounter.
Det är en felles möte.
With a supernatural God.
Med en övernaturlig Gud.
That means this is not a natural process.
Det är inte någon naturlig process.
Where we come up with clever strategies.
Vi kommer upp med smarta strategier.
Human wisdom.
Mänsklig
visdom. And try to resolve problems in our community.
Och pröver att lösa problemer I samhället vårt.
This is where we become a corporate family.
Det är när vi blir en felles familj.
We encounter the Lord together in prayer and worship and unity and humility.
Vi upplever Gud samman I bön och ödmjukhet.
And that is what attracts the presence of the Lord.
Och det är det som trekker till sig Guds närvaro.
And it's a tangible and measurable process.
Och det är en handgriplig och målbar process.
And that's what I love about transformation.
Och det är det jag älskar med förvandling.
You can't fake it.
Du kan inte.
You can't pretend it's happened. You can be subjective about revival, breakthrough kinds of stuff.
Du kan vara subjektiv på genombrudd av väckelse.
You just have to read Facebook and you know there's revivals happening everywhere.
Du kan bara läsa på Facebook och där är det väckelser som sker överallt.
Any little increase in the presence of the Lord, people are all over the, oh, we had revival this morning, you know.
En gång varje gång det är lite ökning I Herrens närvaro så säger de att det är en väckelse.
Very subjective.
Det är väldigt subjektivt.
Transformation is not like that at all.
Förvandling är inte sån I det hela.
If you have it,
hvis du har det,
you can measure it.
Så kan du måla det.
If you can't measure it,
hvis du ikke kan måle det, så har du det ikke.
And what I love about that is it keeps the standard really high.
Och det jag älskar med det är att det håller standarden högt, skickligt högt.
You can't fake your crime rate.
Du kan ikke late som med
your suicide rate
eller selvmordsraten.
So it keeps the bar so high that only the Lord can help us reach it.
Så det håller standard så högt att bara Herren kan nå det.
That's why it has to be a supernatural process.
Det är därför det måste vara en övernaturlig process.
The problems in our nation are rooted in spiritual causes.
Problemen I nationen vår har sitt upphav I andliga orsaker.
We should understand by now that we can't resolve it with a natural mind or human wisdom.
Vi bör förstå nu att vi inte kan lösa det med våra egna tankar och vår egen visdom.
And what's so funny is even though, you know, if you talk to leaders in government,
hvis du snakker med politiske ledere,
usually they'll tell you
så vil de si dere,
that they feel powerless.
At de føler seg kraftløse.
And I don't know Norway as well, but I know in the United States.
Det vart förstås I USA. Jag vet inte hur det är.
If you talk to people in the police department or politics.
Hvis du snakker med politiet eller politikere.
Or human welfare.
Eller de som jobber I hjelpetjenester.
People that are trying to solve issues like suicide.
De som prøver å løse problemer som selvmord,
right?
Barnemishandling.
Don't you think if we could have resolved these issues by now, we would have?
Tror du ikke at hvis vi kunne løst dette, så hadde vi gjort det allerede?
And there's actually very little improvement in any of those things.
Det sker väldigt lite utveckling I det.
And increasing. I think it's we should be willing to humble ourselves.
Så vi måste vara villiga till att ödmjuka oss.
And admit
och inse.
Without the intervention of a supernatural God.
Att utan en övernaturlig Gud.
Our communities have no hope.
Så har lokalsamfunnen våre ikke
noe. Otherwise we're saying their hope is in our human wisdom.
Så sier vi at håpet deres I vår menneskelige visdom.
And that is not very impressive.
Og det ikke veldig imponerende.
Because if we look at the evidence around us,
hvis vi ser på bevisene rundt oss,
who's responsible?
Hvem ansvarlige?
Humans.
Mennesker.
Not impressive.
Ikke imponerende.
That should, and that's actually how the transformation process occurs.
Og det faktisk sånn forvandlingsprosessen skjer.
Leaders look at the pain and brokenness of their society.
Ledere ser på alt som galt I lokalsamfunnet sitt.
And then it breaks their heart and they humble themselves before the Lord.
Og så knuser det hjertet deres og de ydmyker seg for Herren.
And they say, Lord,
Herre,
we've done everything we know to do.
Vi har gjort alt vi kan.
And still, here we are.
Og fortsatt så vi her.
What does it matter that there's even a church in this community?
Hva har du å si at det en kirke I
byen? If this is the fruit that we see.
Når dette frukten vi ser.
And it drives them to their knees in humility and repentance.
Og det driver dem på kne I overgivelse.
And they basically say, Lord, we surrender.
Vi overgir oss.
Will you come and help us?
Kan du komme og hjelpe
oss? And that's kind of how the transformation process starts.
Og det sånn forvandlingsprosessen starter.
We have to get to that point.
Vi må komme dit.
Where we're willing to ask for help from heaven.
Du villig til å be himmelen om hjelp.
So, when God's presence comes,
så når Guds nærvær kommer,
he brings fruit,
Så kommer han med frukt.
That's characterized by his nature.
Som är kännetecknat med hans
natur. This is really
natur.
Amazing.
Detta är otroligt.
When the Lord comes.
När Gud kommer.
And I mean with his manifest presence. That's what the book is about.
Men med sitt manifesterade närvaro.
When his glory is restored.
När härligheten hans är återupprättad.
He is a king of a very real kingdom.
Så är han konge av ett väldigt verkligt kungarike.
It's not possible for the presence of God to be in a community.
Det är inte möjligt för Herrens närvaro att vara I ett samfund.
And not change everything.
Och inte förändra allt.
That's just who he is.
Det är bara som han är.
If he isn't here,
hvis han ikke her,
we have barrenness.
Så har vi ufruktbarhet.
But once he's here,
men när han är här.
Didn't Jesus come to destroy the work of the devil?
Kom ikke Jesus for å ødelegge djevelens verk?
He is the enemy, the feared enemy of all the darkness in your community.
Han den fryktede fienden til all mørke.
And the only reason the enemy is getting away with so much.
Og eneste grunn til at mørket kan komme unna med så mye.
Is because the presence of God is not being expressed and visible, tangible.
At Guds nærvær ikke tydelig I samfunnet vårt.
But once he's restored.
Men når gjenopprettet.
And his presence is here.
Og nærværet hans her.
He just if you saw Jesus in the gospels.
Dere så Jesus I evangeliene.
If he sees somebody that's sick, he heals them.
Hvis han så noen syke, så
if they're
han.
Lost, he saves them.
Hvis de fortapt, så
if they're
så
dead, he raises them from the dead.
Hvis de døde, så reiser han
just
fra de døde.
This is a practical gospel.
Det et praktisk evangelium.
Jesus gave this instruction to the apostles.
Jesus gav denne instruksjonen and til apostlene og til oss.
Preach the gospel of the kingdom.
Forkynn at Guds rike har kommet nær.
Then he defined it.
Og så definerte han det.
Heal the sick.
Helbred de syke.
Raise the dead.
Reis opp de døde.
Right? This is the essence of the gospel.
Dette essensen I evangeliet.
So when the Lord comes, he wants to do those things.
Så når Gud kommer, så vil han gjøre disse tingene.
You don't even have to really pray for those things.
Du trenger ikke engang be for det.
We just have to make sure the presence of the Lord is restored.
Du bare sørger for at Guds nærvær blir.
He comes and does all kinds of things.
Da kan han gjøre alle mulige slags ting.
He can't help it.
Han kan ikke
it's his nature.
Det bare sånn
it's his love.
Det hans kjærlighet.
He brings justice to injustice.
Han bringer rettferdighet
he brings fruitfulness to everything that's barren.
Han bringer frukt til alt som ufruktbart.
He restores health to everything that's sick.
Han gjenoppretter
it's just
helse hos alt som
syk. All contained in who he is.
Det bare en del av det han
We spend so much time trying to resolve all the symptoms.
Vi prøver å fikse alle symptomene.
Really, we just need to make sure that Jesus is restored to
Men
the church
and
to the community.
I
and then he will start healing so much of what's wrong.
Alt som galt.
Transformation is an awareness of God's holiness.
Transformation en bevissthet på Guds hellighet.
That literally changes the atmosphere of the community.
Som bokstavligt talat förändrar atmosfären I ett lokalsamfund.
When the atmosphere is changed.
När atmosfären förändrar sig.
The atmosphere is replaced with his glory, his love and his wisdom.
Så blir atmosfären förstattad med hans kärlighet och ära och
his power is restored.
Hans kraft blir återupprättad.
And what we've seen in transformation is the Lord is responding.
Och det vi har sett I förvandling är att när Gud responderar
to an intentional process of preparation.
På en bevisst process med förvandling.
This is really important.
Detta är väldigt viktigt.
Transformation is not a spontaneous eruption of revival like we've seen in the 20th century.
Förvandling är inte bara en spontan reaktion eller något som händer.
We don't in this century.
I detta århundre.
We don't have any example that I know of.
Så har vi ingen exempel som jag känner.
Where people are just praying.
Hvor folk bare ber.
And the Lord breaks in.
Och så bryter
and brings revival.
Och kommer med väckelse.
He's just not doing that anymore.
Han gjør bare ikke det lenger.
What he's responding to.
Det han responderer på.
Is a people.
Er at hvis folk.
Who have intentionally prepared themselves.
Som bevisst har forberedt seg.
Through humility. And unity and worship and repentance
and
expectation. He's responding to that.
Det responderer han på.
Transformation is a significant invasion of the presence of God and his kingdom.
Forvandling en invasion.
It's an invasion.
Det en invasion av Guds nærvær I vårt samfunn.
It's the Lord actually breaking in on a community level.
Det Gud som bryter inn på et samfunnsnivå, et lokalsamfunnsnivå.
And again, we believe he wants to bring his kingdom.
Og vi tror at han vil komme med sitt
kongerike. We just haven't experienced it.
Vi har bare ikke opplevd det.
So it's hard to get in agreement with something we just have no personal experience about.
Så det vanskelig å være enig med noe ikke vi har opplevd selv.
But this process closes the gap.
Men denne prosessen lukker det gapet.
Between what we believe in the word.
mellom at vi tror på ordet,
and what we see in reality around
us. Det vi ser I virkeligheten rundt oss.
Transforming revival comes as a result.
Transformerende vekkelse kommer av, som et resultat av
of obedience,
av lydighet,
to remove every obstacle,
for å fjerne alle hindringer,
to God's holy presence,
for Guds hellige nærvær.
This is the process.
Det prosessen.
Right now in the Western world,
nå, akkurat nå I den vestlige verden,
some people still are longing for revival, although not many, really.
Så det fortsatt noen som lengter etter vekkelse, men ikke mange.
But those that are longing for revival,
men de som lengter etter vekkelse,
are still wanting God to come and fit into their schedules.
Ønsker fortsatt at Gud skal komme og passe inn I deres
tidsplan. Do it their way.
Gjør det på deres måte.
In their timing.
I deres
tid. It's so funny.
Det veldig morsomt.
You know, I've been working with leaders for 25 years.
Jeg har jobbet med ledere I 25 år.
I've seen a lot.
Jeg har sett alt.
You know, they'll call or they'll email and they'll tell me how desperate they are for transformation of their community.
De sender meg e-poster om hvor desperat de etter forvandling.
For the presence of the Lord to come.
For at Guds nærvær skal komme.
And I always ask, well, what are you doing about that?
Så spør jeg, hva gjør du med det?
Well, we have an hour on Wednesday where we gather together.
Så svarer de at vi har en time på onsdag der vi samles.
And we want you to just come and fit into that.
Og vi ønsker at du skal komme og passe
tell
inn I
us everything you know about revival.
Fortell oss alt du vet om vekkelse.
I'm thinking, really?
Virkelig?
20 years.
20 år.
Thousands of testimonies.
Tusen vitnesbyrd.
An intense process like this.
Og en intens prosess som dette.
And you're giving it 1 hour.
Og du gir det en time.
And then maybe we'll get back again in January and we'll have another.
Og kanskje du kan komme tilbake igjen I januar og ha en annen.
We can't multitask revival.
Vi kan ikke multitaske.
Or the presence of the Lord.
Eller Guds nærvær.
He will never fit in. He will never fit into our schedules.
Han passer aldri inn I vår tidsplan.
What's actually funny?
Det faktisk morsomt.
Is how disruptive he is.
Hvor forvandlende han
In communities where leaders have really, really surrendered themselves to this process.
I samfunn der ledere virkelig har gitt seg selv til denne prosessen.
It's really funny to watch what the Lord does.
Så det ganske morsomt å se hva Gud gjør.
He's very disruptive.
Han veldig, han snur opp ned.
Because he has this mindset that he's actually Lord.
For han har dette tankesett om at han faktisk Herre.
And we really don't believe that or act like that.
Og vi tror ikke helt det og oppføre oss
sånn. We really want him to fit into what's already on the church calendar.
Vi vil at han skal passe inn I kirkekalenderen.
And if our hearts are right, he will come to us.
Men om våre hjerter riktige, så vil han komme til oss.
And then there's a continual challenge.
Men det en
of our schedules.
Pågående
our finances. Our time, our priorities. He pushes and pushes and pushes. And I, you know, I tell people on the front end, if they're challenged, you know, oh, we just don't have much time, and I'll tell them, listen, if you want the kingdom to come to your community, what is the principle of the kingdom? It starts off as a mustard seed.
Det starter som et sennepsfrø.
But it doesn't stay like a mustard seed.
Men det forholder seg ikke sånn. Det vil ikke være sånn.
It grows
vokser,
and spreads and takes over everything. And we love the idea of his kingdom coming.
Om at hans rike skal komme.
But it's going to go through you.
Men det kommer til å gå gjennom deg.
Before it goes out to the community.
Før det går ut I samfunnet.
That means that kingdom is going to start growing in you.
Först så växer det I dig.
It's going to challenge you.
Det utfordrar dig.
All the things that are so important to you.
Allt som är så viktigt för dig.
He's going to start asking you for things.
Han kommer challenging you with things. Utfordrande ting.
And this issue.
Denne saken.
Is the primary reason we don't have transformation in the Western world.
Detta är den primära grunden att vi inte har förvandling I den västra världen.
It's like the Lord comes.
Gud kommer.
We start down the road with him.
Vi begynner å gå den veien.
And then we see the cost.
Og så ser vi hva det koster.
Like, oh, we just don't have time for that, Lord.
Vi har ikke tid til det.
We don't have time for the Lord.
Vi har ikke tid til Herren.
So what are we doing?
Så hva gjør vi?
I, you know, I've come to the conclusion.
Jeg har kommet til konklusjonen.
That life is really short.
At livet egentlig ganske kort.
The older you get, the more you realize.
Jo eldre du blir, jo mer
it's very fragile.
Det. Det veldig sårbart.
It's very short.
Det veldig kort.
And I just don't see any reason in trying in spending any effort maintaining the status quo.
Så jeg ser ingen grunn til å prøve å holde ting sånn som det
Unless you really don't love Jesus.
Om du ikke virkelig ikke elsker Jesus.
But if you love Jesus,
Men hvis du elsker Jesus,
why wouldn't we surrender our whole lives to him?
Hvorfor ville vi ikke overgi hele livet til
Why not go for it? Why not spend our lives seeing the glory of God restored to a community? How much fun would that be?
Hvor mye gøy ville det vært å se Gud forvandle samfunnet?
What if we only get half of it transformed
before we die?
Praise God.
Takk Gud for det.
You know, I don't think these are days to live safe, predictable lives.
Jeg tror ikke dette dagene til å leve trygge og forutsigbare liv.
Yeah, I think he's inviting us into a real adventure.
Jeg tror han inviterer oss til å være med på et eventyr.
The process, how long, everybody wants to know, how long does this take?
Alle vet hvor lang tid tar dette?
We're so patient.
Vær
tålmodig. Yeah, it's so funny to me. It's so funny when you're in a community.
Det så morsomt når du kommer til et lokalsamfunn.
You know, we've been in the community however long we are, however old we are.
Uansett hvor gamle vi
40, 50, 60, 70 years.
40, 50, 60, 70 år.
And then we hear this vision.
Så hører vi denne visjonen.
And we think the Lord should just come by Saturday or maybe by November, you know. Like we're finally getting an agreement.
Nå vi endelig enighet med ham.
And then we're impatient.
Vi utålmodige.
You know. So when the process starts, the Lord has a lot to do in the foundation.
Så når den prosessen starter, så har Gud mye å gjøre I grunnvollen.
Again, the process doesn't start externally, it starts in us.
Prosessen starter ikke med noe ytre, det starter I oss.
But just to really irritate you,
for å bare irritere dere,
this is how long it takes in a non-Western place.
Dette hvor lang tid det tar I en ikke-vestlig sted.
Like in the nation of Fiji.
På Fiji.
In every village in Fiji, except one that I know,
Fiji, bortsett fra en,
the process has taken 2 to 3 weeks.
Prosessen har tatt 2 til 3 uker.
One community took 4 weeks.
Et sted tok det 4 uker.
But
men
they were completely committed to it.
Men de var fullstendig overgitt.
They were desperate for the Lord.
De var desperate etter Herren.
They were repenting.
De overga seg.
And they were doing it with all of their heart.
De gjorde det med hele hjertet sitt.
Every day.
Hver dag.
I mean, literally, until the Lord came.
Helt til Herren kom.
So honestly, the process takes as long as you want it to take.
Så prosessen tar så lang tid som du ønsker at det skal.
If you try to fit it into your already busy calendar,
hvis du prøver å få det passe inn I den travle kalenderen din,
well, actually, you don't get anything that way.
Så får du ingenting.
The Lord ignores
that. Gud.
But if He sees your heart,
men når man ser hjertet ditt,
and you're starting to move down the road with Him,
og du begynner å bevege deg nedover denne veien,
and when He challenges something, you move it aside.
Når han utfordrer noe,
you keep moving with Him. He will start bringing change fairly quickly.
Så kommer han til å komme med forvandling veldig fort.
Hope for the Hollow just took a couple years.
Hope for the Hollow tok bare noen få år.
And most of that was preparation of the leaders and the congregations.
Og det handlet mest om å forberede lederne og kirkene.
Once we got to the community,
når vi kom til samfunnet,
changing the atmosphere,
og forandre atmosfæren,
took three months.
Tok 3 måneder.
3 months.
3 måneder.
To completely transform an atmosphere
og fullstendig endre en atmosfære
of a community filled with drug addicts and criminals and
det var et samfunn fylt med rusmisbrukere og kriminelle.
And then in the year following
og et år etter,
the Lord started changing the people.
Så begynte Gud å endre folk.
And now that community is unrecognizable
og nå ikke det samfunnet å kjenne igjen
from its former condition.
Fra det var før.
My point is this is not a 10-year process.
Dette ikke en 10-årsprosess.
Really, as soon as you begin the process?
Så fort du begynner prosessen.
Oh yeah. Wow, do I feel the Lord right now. Oh my goodness.
Hvorfor føler jeg Gud akkurat nå?
Oh. He's here.
Han er.
He's waiting for you.
Han venter på deg.
He's already waiting.
Han venter på deg.
He's so available right now. I just feel
han er så tilgjengelig akkurat nå.
He's so near. He's wanting us. He's inviting us. He's encouraging us.
Han inviterer oss, han oppfordrer oss.
Yeah, he really is.
Ja, han det.
We are not waiting for the Lord.
Vi venter ikke på
the
Gud.
Lord is waiting on his church, his people.
Gud venter på
to
sin
get
kirke,
into agreement with him.
For å bli kommet til enighet med ham.
I feel
ham.
It. Do you feel his presence? He's really here. He's cheering you on. He's he sees the longing in your heart. He sees the frustration.
Han ser dere lengter og frustrert.
He wants to do something about it.
Han vil gjøre noe med det.
But he'll do it his way.
Men han vil gjøre det på sin måte.
Our responsibility is to surrender.
Vårt ansvar å overgi oss.
And stop trying to be the Lord of everything.
Og stoppe å prøve å være herre over alt.
That's what I was repenting for all morning.
Det det jeg omvender meg fra hver morgen.
We try to manage our own lives.
Vi prøver å styre våre egne
liv. We make a lot of messes out of it.
Vi lager masse kaos ut av det.
And because it's just who you are, we just don't realize, you know, we don't realize that we're not submitted.
Og fordi det sånn vi bare så innser vi ikke at vi ikke overgitt.
But the Lord wants to be Lord of everything.
Men Gud vil være
everything.
Gud over alt, Herre over alt.
Every decision, every relationship.
Hver relasjon.
Yeah. So the good news about this process.
Så den gode nyheten om denne prosessen.
Well, the point of it.
poenget
is that the goal is not the transformation of the community. That is not the goal.
Målet er ikke å forvandle samfunnet.
The goal is a restored relationship with Jesus.
Målet er et gjenopprettet forhold til Jesus.
He's the glory and the lifter of our head. He's the one that we seek. He's our first love.
Han er vår første kjærlighet.
And if we make him our pursuit, if Jesus becomes the goal,
ja, hvis vi jakter etter han er vårt mål,
then there's joy in the journey.
Så er det glede på ferden.
And the joy doesn't actually increase.
Og gleden øker ikke egentlig.
If he's your reward now,
hvis han er din pris nå,
the reward will be the same in January.
Så kommer prisen til å være den samme
when you're praying and worshiping together.
Når du tilber sammen.
The joy will be the same next July.
Gleden kommer til å være samme neste juli.
When the Lord starts transforming the community.
Når Gud forvandler samfunnet.
Because you're going to be steady.
Fordi du kommer til å være stødig.
You've got your eyes set on your reward, which is Jesus.
Du har øynene på prisen som er Jesus.
You know, does that make sense?
Det gir mening.
So many people are waiting for the breakthrough.
Mange venter på gjennombruddet.
That's just not a right understanding of revival anyway.
And
that's why he doesn't give it to us. That is exactly why he won't give it to us. Because we're wanting the wrong thing. He wants us to, what does Tozer say? He waits to be wanted. He's waiting for us to be wanted. And then the journey is just a joy. Whether it's this or that, troubles, breakthrough, it doesn't matter. We're with the Lord.
Vi er med Herren.
Together.
Sammen.
And it's good.
Och det är bra.
So he becomes the goal.
Så han är målet.
And he becomes our reward.
Och han blir vår pris.
So his visitation cannot be scheduled on a calendar.
Så hans besök kan inte bli planlagt på en kalender.
But it can and should be prepared for.
Men det kan och det bör bli förberett för.
If you're going to host the King of Glory in your community,
du kommer til å være gjest for Herrens Herre I samfunnet ditt.
It's time to prepare for his arrival.
Det er på tide å forberede seg for at han skal komme.
Yeah. And that's what the process is about.
Og det er det prosessen handler om.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the Lord. So what I'm going to just pray for us.
Så her vi ber for oss.
And then we're going to take just a 5-minute break.
Vi skal ta 5 minutters pause.
And then if you have questions or you want to talk a little bit more, we're going to just have a little extended time for those that want to interact and talk a little bit more, maybe, because I haven't even talked about next steps or anything. But if you're interested, just stay.
Vi skal ta en liten pause, og du kan komme med spørsmål hvis du vil vite
we'll
mer.
We'll dismiss the rest of you, but I'm happy to talk more because the Lord is clearly inviting this community into something.
Det er tydelig at Herren inviterer dette lokalsamfunnet til ham.